Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Psalm 100, verse number 4. The Bible says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name." The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy and said, along with supplication, prayers, and intercessions, "And giving of thanks be made for all men." And so a part of our routine prayer is giving of thanks and giving praise to the Lord. The writer of Hebrews said, "By him let us therefore offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." And so we're looking at the thought, "Be ye thankful." On Monday we started an acrostic and we used the letter T. And we said that we are thankful that he is truth. John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Yesterday, we saw that the Lord, not only is he under the letter T, the truth, but he is also under the letter H, he's holy. We saw in the book of Isaiah that those seraphim cried, "Holy, holy, holy." Well, today, let's look at the letter A. I'm thankful that we serve a God who is almighty. Sometimes you hear it expressed as omnipotent, which means the same thing, almighty. We said yesterday that that seraphim was crying, "Holy, holy, holy," in the book of Isaiah. Well, now let's go to the New Testament book of the Revelation. Let's get a glimpse into heaven. And here we see four beasts. Each of them have six wings about them. And they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy." There it is again, the triune holiness of God. But then they address a name and they say, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and is to come." I like to say that I'm thankful that he is almighty. He's not just mighty. He is almighty. What do you mean, preacher? All power in heaven and earth is given to the Savior, is given to the Son of God. He is Lord, he is God, and he is almighty. But when you put the three together, my friend, it gives us an aspect that is only used in this combination in the consummation of the age. In the book of the Revelation, as time is winding down, he is identified to us as the Lord God Almighty. In other words, there is nothing that will happen in the book of Revelation that he does not have control over. There's nothing that will happen that is too big for him, that is beyond his reach, that is apart from his control. There are people today who will have you think that this world is whizzing off through outer space at a blazing speed out of control. But the truth of the matter is, it is in the hands of an almighty God, and he is controlling the very heartbeats of every creature upon the planet. And I'm glad to report to you that he's not sitting on his throne, wringing his hands, worried how it's all going to turn out. I'm glad the God that I serve, he is almighty. He's truth. He is holy. And he is almighty, according to the scripture. And I'm glad today that we can bow before him and be thankful that he is almighty God. Understand with me, when we use that phrase cannot be used about any other incident, any other creature, any other creation in the universe, because nothing has all power. There are things in the creation that are powerful, but nothing has all power. There's nothing in the created universe that we can say that about, but we can say it about the creator of the universe, that he and he alone is almighty. He has all power. He is omnipotent. And today we can bow our heads with full assurance and call upon the almighty God of heaven, knowing that there's nothing that escapes him and there's nothing beyond his power. Father, thank you that we have an almighty God we bow in the presence of. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.